Really pleased. I'm really pleased how the team's performing at the moment. Still a lot of work to be done. You know, we continue to work at the details in our performances. And then back to the point of Arsenal, you know, fine side, brilliant manager. And, you know, these we've spoken many times about the big challenges throughout a season. They can come in all different ways in the Premier League, as we know, but it's fair to say there's a group of clubs at the very top who will always be looked upon, or certainly in recent times be looked upon, as the main, you know, the main big games of the season. And I think Arsenal definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, fit into that, and particularly at Turf Moor.
You talk a lot about mixed football. Is that even more important that you can find different ways? Because with the greatest respect, you ain't going to pass them off the pitch, are you, for example?
No, they're in really good form since they changed their shape. You know, they're still finding them pockets of good play. At times they give up possession a little bit more just because of the shape. But they're still very potent, as you're suggesting, and they still play really good football. Their pass and move, their awareness of that, and some of the individual talents. I think finding a way to play against that, find a way to be successful, you know, we've explored it many times now, and you continue to do that because it's you know, they're tough teams, these, you know, and they do have that thing where they can, you know, they can manipulate situations and create chances. We've been unfortunate last season, the two games actually, home and away. You know, I thought we played very well in both, and two big decisions went against us. But beyond that, we still know that you've got to... The biggest thing of all, actually, while I'm rambling, is the fact that you have to stay focused all the time. That's probably the biggest thing. Even if teams like Arsenal have a bit of a quiet spell and you think to yourself, hang on, we're getting a bit of a handle on this, you have to stay focused because they can pounce and hurt you at any given moment. So that's another thing. Stay focused, stay concentrated through the whole game.
Is that the biggest challenge then? You compare it to who you played last weekend, again, with the greatest respect, that perhaps you can actually have a period where maybe you're not 100% switched on, but against that type of quality in Arsenal, can you afford that?
Well, I don't think you can get away with it against anyone in the Premier League. What I'm suggesting is it has to be heightened against the real sort of superpower teams. You know, I think the Premier League's a really tough division no matter what. But like I say, you have to have that extra edge to your focus. It just has to be there for the every moment of the game, really, and it's just the way it is. You know, they, like I say, they have that certain players or certain, usually individuals, not always, but that way that they can find a moment, and you know, it's keeping their moments to the minimum, and then of course taking your big moments when they come your way.
You did get the rough end of the deal, didn't you? Home and away last year against Arsenal. I mean, you played well in both games and came away with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, two big decisions. We hope that doesn't, you know, affect this game. On the balance, I think, particularly this season, I think it's been pretty balanced, you know, the decisions. So certainly not got too much to worry about on that side of things. But no, two good performances last year. So, you know, and we're going along well at the moment. There's no guarantees. We know whistle blows. We've got to be ready for everything that they offer.